recently. The media and many politicians tell us that these massacres are happening more frequently than ever before, that America is the most violent country on earth, that our schools are unsafe, that semi-automatic assault rifles are to blame, and that we must do something. As you'll discover in the pages of this book, the basic premise of every single one of those claims is wrong. Worse, when we allow these myths to be accepted as fact, we end up focusing so much on the how of these crimes, the weapon itself, that we stop ourselves from asking the far more appropriate question, why? Last year, in New York City, a nanny stabbed to death the two young children she was caring for. It was a gruesome, traumatic incident that shocked the entire city. In the aftermath of this tragedy, the media focused on the nanny's background, trying desperately to figure out her motive. Everyone wanted to know if there was something that should have tipped people off, or some way to prevent this from ever happening again. But no one talked about the knife. People intuitively understood that this woman could have used a knife or a gun or her bare hands. The weapon didn't really matter. That was just a tool. What mattered was not the how, horrific as it was, but the why. Unfortunately,